Hello, I'm Michael.
T-Bone.
And we're here today with Brendan.
Hello.
And today the three topics we will be covering is sandwiches, near-death experiences, and childhood
abductions.
Relations. Childhood relations, childhood memories, childhood.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia, what he said.
In a word. So, yeah. What are you looking at?
So, what is the ideal sandwich for you?
Well, first of all, it's got to have bacon on it. Second of all...
It has to. Every sandwich you eat has bacon on it?
That's unhealthy. No. First of all, the ideal sandwich is bacon. It has bacon on it. And the crud, the toast, the bread is toasted. And it has butter on it. And then probably salami and pepperoni and fried bologna.
And you have mayo on every sandwich.
And turkey and some mustard and some mayonnaise.
You just keep going, dude.
And maybe an egg.
Really?
And maybe mayo. Some hash. No, just egg.
Mayo.
I said mayo.
I wasn't listening to like.
Don't yell, dude.
Sorry.
I'm not a fan of mayo.
Neither am I.
I really.
What's wrong with you?
I put it in tuna salad.
It's weird for me to think about like things like barbecue sauce, ketchup, like those are things that I look at that like I can't see anyone like disliking those things.
Listen
but
here.
I feel like do you guys feel that way
too,
about mayo?
I don't like barbecue sauce.
Why?
Too sweet.
Do you feel like people who dislike mayo are weird?
I'm looking at you.
What? Huh. That doesn't answer his question.
What?
That just didn't answer
to answer your question. Y'all motherfuckers weird. I'm sorry. No, dude. I just like mayonnaise. And the people who don't like mayonnaise.
I thought we were talking about ideal Subway sandwich.
I like mayonnaise.
All that stuff
get off my balls,
we
can
go
dude.
To Spubby.
Spubby?
E-free.
Well, my favorite Subway sandwich.
Six inch
Italian urban cheese, because that's the best bread they have.
For real.
And then, it's an Italian. Is it BMT? BLT.
BMT, bro.
BLT.
No, it's a BMT.
It's a BMT.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Nah, it's BMT then.
Bacon, mater, tomato.
I don't know what BMT stands for.
Mush.
There's no bacon, but I get that. I get mozzarella. Get it toasted. I get like on the sandwich. It has like pepperoni, salami, and ham. And then for the vegetables, you get lettuce and spinach. And then you get extra Subway vinaigrette. And that's just the way to go.
Yeah, I just get what you get, which is without any vegetables and mayonnaise.
I'm more of a obviously Italian urban cheese.
Obviously,
obvi, bro.
You gotta get the steak, and then
Subway steak.
Really?
It's Subway steak!
My God.
How good can it be?
It's actually pretty good, dude. And you get the pepper jack cheese.
Pepper jack cheese sucks.
What?
It's too spicy.
I like mozzarella.
Yeah. I want my cheese spicy to be mild. Sharp cheddar jack, baby.
No,
being an Italian man myself.
The pepper jack, it slaps. And you gotta get just the right amount of lettuce.
How do you... Do you gotta measure it out in grams or something?
What? You control her?
No,
I
just say, hey, just like a little bit of lettuce. I gotta get green peppers going.
Green peppers?
Yes. Oh, you know, like green peppers?
No, dude. It's peppers insane. Are gross.
I feel like it doesn't really taste like anything. I feel like it just adds crunch.
Yeah, just kind of.
Texture?
I mean, have you ever had a pepper?
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like.
I didn't like it.
Of course.
Obviously toasted.
Obviously.
Just kind of ready to go.
You get yours toasted. Right?
No sauces.
No sauce.
I'm
sorry, but that's just a freak move, dog.
Not a big saucy guy.
That's weird.
I like. Subway vinaigrette. Before they had Subway vinaigrette, I would get Italian. Because, you know, I'm Italian all the way. You know, Italian bread, Italian sandwich, Italian cheese, Italian sauce.
Italian
pasta.
There's no pasta on that sandwich.
Remember that time we used spaghetti with Jesse?
Yeah. One time
so you had to be their type of deal, dude, sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, we played, like, his crazy grandpa was there, and we was playing Italian music. We sat there stone-faced, complete silence for about 7 minutes and just ate spaghetti.
Well, yeah, with Italian cooking music playing.
It was so dumb.
In Jesse's room. You should have been there.
But have you guys ever had a peanut butter and butter sandwich?
Ew, dude. Which just so grossed me out.
My dad.
That irked me.
That's what my dad says. I've never had it.
Oh.
That's what he says?
I thought you meant he said he lived off of, like, peanut butter and butter sandwich.
Oh, was this back in the day?
Back when he was a kid, dude.
I mean, if you were like...
How old is your father?
Was he poor growing up?
54.
Was he poor?
How's your mother?
Oh, yeah.
50.
Because you need them calories, dude.
I think my mom's...
You gotta get that fuel somewhere, son.
My dad has, like... My dad's, like, the youngest of 7.
My mom is... Mom is the oldest of 2.
Hmm?
Any of his siblings dead?
His mother had a couple of miscarriages, I think.
Mine too, dude. I'm lucky, dude. I wouldn't have been here if the other two little dudes hadn't died. My mom had 2 miscarriages before she had me. So I'm kind of like angel job or something.
Kinda.
Hey, is that why you're wearing your cross?
These are thorns of Jesus. These aren't thorns.
That was my nickname in high school.
That's a cool band name.
Thorns of Jesus.
These are the things that he got stapled into with.
Yep.
Oh, dude.
Well, near-death experiences.
They don't have near-death experiences.
Yours is probably better than mine. So.
Yeah, let's hear yours
no,
first.
No, ahead, no, Jason. Yeah, that's why you would go last.
Go ahead, Jason.
Say the best for last.
Left.
Well, me and my friends played a game, and we would just... Well, the game was, you wait for a car, and you would run across the street in front of the car, where it was really close.
Yeah, it's called roadkill.
Yeah.
We did it with swings.
We didn't call it that.
Montgomery.
No, we did it in front of real cars. And I was really going for this one. There was a car, he was coming. I was pretty chubby back, like really, really chubby back then. And you never seen a chubby kid run so fast in your life. And I barely... Dude, it was like this close, he would hit me. And then he turned around and flipped me off like a total jerk. He was like, fuck you. I mean, hey, freak you. And I was like, it was pretty traumatizing. I never told my parents about that.
Hopefully this podcast goes big and they hear about it.
Yeah.
No. Not really a near that experience, but like something that kind of popped in my head just because I heard of Tristan's. We're doing that thing where we pretend to pull the rope across the road.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I think Ty told me about that.
Yeah, and it was at my birthday. Yeah, it was me. I was like across the road. It's like woods on this side of the road, and then the other side of the road is my backyard. And I was on the far side of the road, and Ty that was on the near side of the road, and we were doing, you know, the rope thing. And this dude comes to a stop and starts, like, rolling down his window, I swear. And there's probably, like, 15, 20 kids there, and we all just bolted. I had to run across the road in front of his car. And Ty, as soon as the car stopped, Ty ran, and then, like, he's came back around, like, 5 minutes later, we were all just, like, in the woods, and slowly, like, just drove past.
Dude, you guys could all took him, why'd you run? You should've just pulled up on him, like,
bossed up
just
on
rolled
him.
In. What's
just,
up, dude?
Just, like,
deep.
15, 13-year-old kids.
Dude, you could kill him. You could destroy his car with your bare hands with that many kids.
That'd be fun.
You get 30 kids on that roof, it's sinking, baby.
I almost got hit by a car, too.
Really?
I've told you the story before, but it was in, like, fifth. It was, like, the summer after fifth grade, probably. And me and some disclosed names, it wasn't, like, a serious thing, but we did this thing in our neighborhood because there was a bunch of kids that lived there, and we would act like we were in gangs. And we had gang hideouts. And mine was in my garage, because my garage was awesome. It was, like, heated and stuff. So we were hanging out in there. And in my backyard, there was, like, a tree right here. And then here's my deck. And we took a rope, and we tied it from the tree, and tied it to my deck, and we used, like, a zipline. Like, we took a stick, and we just ride down, like, a zipline. And it was probably, like, 20, 25 feet up in the air. It's just not safe at all.
Dang.
It was just in my backyard. And, these kids, I saw them the other day at Subway. Speaking of Subway,
Spubby?
Yeah, I saw him there. I hated this kid. He I don't know if that was his twin sister or if they were just lookalikes. But I'm trying not to say his name here.
Say it.
Basically, one day I came home from riding the bus, and this dude cut my zipline down.
No
dude,
way.
It's true.
He was in the opposite gang.
And they got real though.
They wanted it. They wanted our they wanted it and they couldn't have it.
That's why.
So they came over and cut it and he left the pocket knife in the tree. He like stabbed
like,
into the
like
tree.
Like as like a warning?
It's like a warning.
Bro.
He left it stabbed into the tree and I get home and I'm like I run into everyone's house and I'm like, meet at my garage at 3:50. And we all so meet there. Dude. And then we're talking about what we're going to do. And we send two people up. And it wasn't me. I stayed back at my garage with someone else. And those two people went up and they scouted out the enemy's hideout spot, which was just the... They had, like, an attic to their garage. And they had, like, a ladder. There was just, like, a random hole in their ceiling, like, that big. Like, these things. There was just a ladder that went down. And you could move it so your cars could park. And there was, like, chalkboards and, like, a mini fridge that didn't work up there. It's the most random stuff.
Like, nothing in there?
It kind of looks cool, though.
Yeah.
And,
Did you destroy it?
I'll tell you. And, so we sent two people up there to see if they're all in there. And they're all in there. They run back down. They tell us that. So we, all four of us, we go up there. And they tried to climb down their ladder when they're, Yeah, problem, bro. They tried to climb down the ladder because we were all in their garage, just, like, raiding it. And, we were trying to take stuff. Like, actually, we were just, like, stealing from them. And,
They vandalized your property, so you could steal some, right?
Yeah, I grabbed a baseball bat. I guess it was a softball nice bat. It was just whatever I could find because I was thinking about hitting someone.
Getting your mug.
I was thinking about hitting someone.
Dang,
dude. Then they start to climb down, and I take the ladder. Boom, I pull it out. And this kid... Oh, I almost just said his name. This kid falls out, and he just falls on the garage floor. And...
I was crying.
I don't remember.
How old were you?
Numbers. I was, like, 9 or 10. This little gangster. And, then we just start running, all four of us, because they started jumping down out of the... Justin's getting a phone call.
I'm getting a phone call from Texas.
Go ahead.
Oh. No, I don't worry, guys.
Well... Then we all start running back, and I'm in the back because I had a baseball bat, and I was, like, warding them off. I was like,
get back!
And then all of a sudden, I'm trying to run back to my house, and they lived at the top of the hill. I lived at the bottom of the hill, and there's, like, a road that comes to the top of the hill, and here's where their house is. And I'm running down the driveway, and I can't see the road. I'm just running as fast as I can, got this baseball bat. I just look over. There's a car. I was just like, boom. Boom, I jump, and then it just barely misses me. And I just kept flying down the hill.
Answer, dude.
Who was that?
Hello?
Hey,
Andrew. Yeah?
Hey, Ty, say something for the podcast.
Oh, you guys are on
the
podcast right now?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, podcast?
I don't think they can hear you, but Ty said, yo, what's up, yeah, podcast? What's up?
Oh, well...
Was that what happened, like, 30 seconds ago?
Who was it, dude?
They might call again. All right.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Have a good time.
Wait, what?
Oh, okay.
Guys, this is shocking news.
All right, breaking news.
Tristan
just
got a call.
The phone call that Tristan just declined about a minute ago.
From Texas.
From Texas.
Ty just
called us and said that if we got a random phone call that we have to answer it.
But we already declined it. He said they might call again.
But we already
declined. He didn't explain it. He's like, I'll see you.
Yeah, he said, have a good day.
Bro.
Well, let's...
So, okay. I'll wait about 15 minutes. If they don't call back, I'll call them.
That's some good content.
Jesus, dude. I don't know what that's about. Oh, sorry.
But I'm running. And this car almost hits me. And we're just flying down there. And these kids, they tell their mom. Because there was an older brother and a little brother.
What a bunch of chumps.
They were both younger than us, though. And they told their mom... that we stole their baseball bat.
Dude.
And I was like...
That's totally...
I was actually scared because they told their mom and she was like... I don't know.
Does their mom know that they're in a gang?
They broke the gang war code. They brought in God.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's not cool, dude.
You can't bring in your mom. And then so her mom, or their mom, comes marching down to my house, down the hill. And I'm like, oh, no. And we're all just sitting there in my backyard, like, thugged up, like, hanging out by the tree. And then she just comes down, and she's like, did you steal my baseball? Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, she's getting a call? We have to answer it.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
It's that bitch that texted you on Instagram.
Wait, shh. You're on a podcast right now.
What?
Yeah.
We're making a podcast, and you're on speakerphone.
Podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a podcast.
Straight up. This is legit.
This is legit, bro.
Hold on.
It's the one that...
Do you know Ty?
We do.
You're the one that was in the group chat. Your Instagram's like garnachas or something.
Yeah.
So,
Wait.
Why'd you call?
What
hung up?
Yeah, I don't...
It's that girl from Texas.
I don't understand.
Remember she DM'd you?
I don't...
She said, like, hey, and you just sent, like, a meme.
I did not want to have a combo. And it was, like, 2 in the morning. We were watching Cheetos. No thanks. Yeah. Sorry, dude.
But they bring down their mom. And we're sitting there. I get my mom. It's mom versus mom.
Oh, no.
Oh, but I get,
that mom...
Is stronger
she's
than
no,
Wendy?
She, no, no, she one stronger, no one's stronger than Wendy.
You're right.
She acts like she knows my mom. Somehow she knows my mom's name.
Whoa.
She's like, oh, Wendy.
Wendy?
That's my mom's name. She's like, oh, Wendy. These kids are so crazy. Something like that. Oh, basically, I had to give back the bat. She said she would replace the rope. She never did. She never replaced the rope.
Fake stuff, dude.
I know. And then I moved. And I haven't said a word to any of those kids. Even the ones in my gang.
It's probably good, dude.
And that is the story of the hour-long story of how Mike almost got hit by a car.
Yeah, but there was so
much
more.
Yeah, you never almost got hit by a car. What's
yeah,
well,
yeah. Yeah, no, because I was running, I saw a car, and I jumped, and I just dodged it.
Right? Yeah, why don't you just say that?
Because the whole story, there's like a gang thing and everything.
You got like witness protection. Right. Now you're G'd up out here, dude.
What? G'd up?
Yeah. You had to get away from the gang before you got killed by those kids.
I had to get tattoo removal on my neck.
I had to get my teardrop removed from my cheek.
Yeah.
You're actually 37. You're a grown man. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Posing as a 9-year-old.
9-year-old? You look about 9.
You look 9.
You look 9. Shut up. Well, I'm sorry.
Ooh, never mind. Childhood relations.
You like with is, like
is
women?
What?
Oh.
That's relationships.
Oh, relations? What does that mean?
Has anyone seen the new Toy Story movie?
No, have you?
No.
Tyler asked me to go see it with him, but...
I've heard it's not that good. I've heard Woody's openly bisexual.
I think that was fake.
Is this fake?
I hope it's fake.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's fake.
Who's Woody's girlfriend? Bo Peep, bro.
That one scene where they get provocative.
Do you think Bo Peep was bad?
No.
You didn't think Bo Peep was bad as a 6-year-old, bro?
As bad as a 6-year-old.
No, dude.
Bad
as a 6-year-old. You didn't, Brendan?
No. Oh, he messed up, too.
He
tried to take a drink with
I
the cap
I told you it's hard.
Well, I'm holding a cap in my hand for some reason, but it's not.
Everybody has a cap on their water bottle. Whose cap is that?
Why do I have a cap in my hand?
Brendan.
Brendan, give me my cap back, bro. It's not funny. Give me back my cap, bro.
You give him his head cap.
I thought about that.
Work at Kelly's Island. You cannot work at Kelly's Island. You cannot work anywhere.
I'm Tristan.
No, I could work somewhere.
I'm Tristan.
Stop. He left the cat bomb.
Where'd it go? Jesus. What were you talking about, childhood relations? Oh, yeah, Bo Peep. Did you think she was bad, Brendan? Am I the only one?
I think so.
Oh, dude, honestly, I was a little, you know, little dog. It's a 6-year-old.
You know, I don't remember what her name was, but the girl from Phineas and Ferb.
Candace?
No, not Candace.
What?
Oh, the Asian one?
The one, the bad one. Dr. Smore's daughter, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah! Dr. Smore's...
What was it,
Dr. Smore?
It was probably, like, Veronica or something?
Yeah, it was Veronica.
Was
it?
It
was Veronica.
And she was nice and all, but, like, she was,
But, like... Got like bad roots, dope. So,
but
like,
she like
I ain't vibing.
Her head was like a isosceles triangle or something, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know why you guys thought she was bad.
Wait, that's what?
That's
no.
Weird, dude.
Are we looking up Veronica?
Veronica from. We just trying to watch Phineas and Ferb yesterday, but it didn't grip me like
you
used type, to.
No. You're trying to type from with P H.
What if this is not? Oh, yeah. Let me see that.
She's bad, dude.
You're thinking of Candace, Tristan? She's the one with the.
Chelsea.
Messed up head.
Dang, dude. That's a real... That's on a child's TV show, dude.
What is this, dog?
Let me see.
No.
That's not what I was trying to see.
That ain't my
he took my girl.
That's not my
furb. That's not my furb.
It's like some fan art, bro.
Hashtag not my furb, dude. Hashtag...
How about that?
How about that,
I mean, she kind of looks like she's got, like, some... I don't know, dude. She kind of looks like a water baby a little bit, but whatever. I ain't going to complain.
What?
Look at the head, bro.
It's where like their head's like misshapen.
Look at her head, dude. What are you talking about?
Look at your head, bro.
Hey.
I'm talking about my nephew. He has to wear like a helmet because his head's misshapen.
Is it like correcting his head shape?
Yeah.
Really?
He's an infant, and his mother painted it Browns colors actually, so that's pretty cool. It's like a Browns helmet, you know. He's like a pretty much like a pro football player now. Mm-hmm. Tristan wears a helmet, but not to shape his head.
What do I wear?
Tristan needs
for?
A helmet.
I wear a helmet to protect my brain from shit. Cause I be hitting my head on stuff. I hit other things on stuff.
Do you guys remember Silly Bands?
Oh shoot, dude! WWE.
My sister would always buy them, though, and I would always just take them. I always had the money one.
Oh, you'd be like, you pull it off. What's up, girl? Put it around her neck and reel her in. Like baby
choker.
Mama.
Did they have silly necklaces?
No,
silly,
I was just
silly choker.
That's a good idea.
Tristan likes. Me and Brandon have known each other since like maybe kindergarten.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Where did you go to preschool?
Probably like. Yeah. Didn't we go to preschool?
I went to the Y.
Yeah, I went to the Y.
Were you guys in the smart kids?
Yeah, I was in his class.
Is that the smart kids?
I guess I was too, but I don't know.
I went to the Head Start. Oh, there's cut. Someone vandalized
Childhood
Head Start.
Correction Center.
That's literally what that is.
That's a correction center? Head Start?
No.
No.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Very yeah, good. I remember the girls' bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah, hello.
I remember seeing
everywhere.
Some kid take a shit. I was in Montgomery and I saw some kid take a shit in the urinal.
Did you just sit there and watch him like,
bro, with those kids who would pull their pants down to their ankles, they're in like third grade. Like, yeah, grow up, kid.
For real. You remember when you learned you could do that with your. Oh my god, that was a revelation.
What?
When you could just zip, unzip your pants.
I've never pulled down my pants to my ankles.
Really?
Ever.
I did.
You
want
to know what Tristan does to
years.
This day?
What?
He just unzips and pulls it through the underwear hole.
Dude.
You guys don't.
No. Go hit the table.
You guys don't. What do you do?
No,
that?
No one does.
You just
that.
Not wear underwear?
No, it's
no,
no,
no
one,
I wear underwear. You just.
No one.
What was it designed for?
You want me
for,
to
bro?
Show you?
No! Listen.
Whoa.
Dude, there's this hole here for a reason.
Stop.
You see it?
Stop.
It's here for a reason.
Stop.
Stop, Tristan.
What else was
Tristan?
It for?
Stop.
What do you use it for?
Okay, think about what you're doing here.
What do you use it for?
You were on live podcast.
What do you use that hole for?
Okay, but I bet you there's such a small minority of guys that actually do that.
I'm a tactical kind of guy, and if the option
weird,
is
not
there,
weird.
That's not weird, dude. It was built for that.
It's harder to do that rather than just pull down your underwear.
You unbutton, you unzip, you pull down.
Yeah. That's a whole unbutton,
no,
dude.
This is already open. And then you just have to pull down the underwear and just unleash the snake.
I just find the fish and I drag her on out. I reel it
I'll
out.
I'll show you the fish, man.
Don't show me the fish, dude. Ice JJ fish. Baby girl. You know who that is?
Baby girl.
No.
That's Soldier Boy.
That's Soldier Boy. That's for Ice JJ fish, bro.
That's not Soldier Boy. Is that Soldier Boy?
No, it's T-Pain, isn't it?
Is that T-Pain or is that Chris Brown?
I'm not with the hip-hop.
They all get mixed in my brain.
I don't think that's Chris Brown.
Woke up Chris Brown.
Oh my god,
I'm
the man.
No, you're not, dude. Shut up.
What?
I just don't understand. I mean, it's there for a reason.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is T-Pain. I'm not stupid.
You're not stupid,
Brendan. You're not stupid, Brendan.
Thank you.
You guys might see a video surface from a little bit ago where we were burning Brendan with an incense. And,
I don't think that video will surface.
It might just surface.
Michael's just gonna post it.
Oh, yeah. Post it.
I forgot Mike has it.
Yeah, I do have it. I can send it to Tristan. I can send it to Brendan. I'll send it to Brendan's mom.
Oh, Michelle. Brendan's about to take this load, Michelle.
What? It's so out of context, they won't understand.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
Should we tell them?
Nope, that's all you're gonna know.
Basically, Brendan took a load.
Wait.
That's all I'm going to say.
Fat load.
Brandon took a fat load.
That sounds bad.
Tristan was told to record, and he thought he had to say something. And the first thing that he popped into his brain was, Brendan's about to take this massive load. And it was just me getting burned. I don't know, like, why would anyone ever think of that?
Play the audio.
Okay.
And then you pick up the burning ember, dude. That's insane to me.
Wait, that's our
what did you
wait.
Do?
this mess.
Wait.
Oh, why is he pressing the power button?
Brandon's about to get this massive load.
Brandon, it's not there! No. Brandon, don't pick it up! He just got...
Basically, no one... Brandon picked up a massive load.
Wait. It was
he
a
got
bur-
a massive load.
It was a burning ember.
What time is it? How long is it going?
I'm not sure.
Jack, because...
It's been going for 25 minutes. Only 25 minutes.
Okay. The last one was like you know what time it is. Poop break!
Wait.
What?
No.
I take a poop break.
Alright.
You got a problem with that?
Me and Brandon will just talk about...
What is there left to talk about? We already went through all the topics.
Yeah, we went through all the topics, but now we can just come up with random stuff. Like, when we were little. Like, second grade.
Favorite teacher of all time, go. Really?
You already know? Wait, no. I feel like
I don't know my favorite teacher, but...
I don't know why people... I liked Miss Shear. My people didn't like
this year. You like me? What?
And this year loved me, dude. I'm sorry.
No. My favorite grade would be third. There's like 15 field trips.
Well, you had like
Mrs. White.
Mrs. White.
I think I went to her house. I think we took a field trip to her house. Mm-hmm. And we watched a movie, I think.
And you forgot what happened?
No, yeah, it was a Christmas movie.
Oh, I think I remember that. I think that was Mrs. McFerder.
No, it wasn't.
I'm not a pro.
Mrs. White's class in third grade was like the only class that didn't like have period, like didn't like switch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just stayed in her room the whole time. And we would...
I didn't do that either. I was in Miss Klinger's.
I remember we had like, we did like a multiplication thing each week. We'd do like times one, and then times two, and then times three, and you know, so on. Right. And like the amount of, if you like passed that test and like the certain amount of time, like you got like a different topping on your ice cream.
Tristan sent me stuff. Shit meme. Shit Google.
It's actually kind of sad because like there's really no memes on my feed anymore.
Yeah.
The meme account purge of 2019 is really taking its toll.
Yeah.
I really didn't think it would be that many accounts, but it really
should. There's some accounts that had like 12 million.
I know, it's insane. But of course, like Daquan and like those accounts, those mainstream accounts won't get taken down.
Yeah. Or like the really, the ones that post like LMAO, bruh, I can't.
Yeah, like Worldstar. That's gonna be all we have left.
LMAO, bruh, I can't.
Who did this?
Who did this skull emoji?
I am deceased. Sideways laughing face, sideways laughing face, skull emoji, skull
emoji.
Yeah,
that's a mom emoji. Sideways laughing face.
I don't know why they decided to invent that.
Does your mom use that emoji?
My mom doesn't use emojis, dog.
My mom uses emojis and GIFs. My mom loves GIFs.
My dad uses Bitmojis. Mm-hmm. Where would this world be if we didn't have the sideways laughing face emoji?
I don't know.
It'd be such a better place here.
Yeah. I don't know. My mom is really the only one that uses it. Just my mom.
Just Mike's mom.
Wendy.
Just Wendy. There's really no content when Tristan's not here.
Yeah, he kind of keeps the ball rolling. He's kind of goofy. Yo, he's deceased. My boy.
I can't get over Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I just decided not to drink it.
Yeah. There's really no point.
I might have to, though, just for... It's just like a mukbang, but, like, drink it.
Oh, so crisp. But, like, really, Diet Mountain Dew has to be the worst diet. Like, Diet Dr. Pepper, pretty much Dr. Pepper... Diet Coke.
It's not that bad.
Pretty much Diet Coke.
Give it a flavor. Give me a flavor and try this. Oh, he doesn't know how to drink it. He spilled a little.
I didn't think it was that full.
He spit up. I just opened it. Brendan spit up a little bit.
Dude. It's better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, see, I didn't think...
Better than I remembered. But still pretty bad. It would still have to be the worst diet. It just gives you that weird flavor. That weird taste in your mouth.
It's kind of spicy.
No. It's like stupid.
I hate this. Stupid pop. We got makeup over there.
Mm-hmm.
We got white makeup. I think this is maybe for your eyes. Yeah, eyeliner.
Who would ever use white eyeliner?
This guy.
Oh, cool.
Mission success.
That was a fast poop, bro.
Insane.
Last time it was like
20 minutes.
And then we talked about our poop lengths.
Did you guys stop it?
No.
Oh, poop.
Just now, I'm thinking about
it. Like a grenade.
Whoa.
we didn't have to go out.
That's no lie.
Just a little turtle.
No grenade.
That's my nickname.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about our nicknames in high school.
Did I get it?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you kidding?
No.
What did you guys say?
Did I get it?
No.
Is there a mark there?
There's a mark, but not a good one.
Oh.
That it really
what?
Leaves, it really leaves a mark. Why don't you draw on yourself?
I don't want to.
Why can't you do that?
What?
What?
Can I make you white face?
No.
Whatever,
it's, oh,
dude.
Wow.
Like,
I know, right?
Get off
it's
my
so
jaw.
Soft.
I know. Don't go too hard.
So,
guys, we have like eyeliner, and we're drawing on a bottle.
Hold on.
I put it on my eye. I rubbed it off.
Shit, I missed my body completely.
What were you guys talking about?
What were we talking about?
Didn't you?
I forget. Oh, yeah. Diet pop. What's the worst diet pop, Justin?
I don't drink them, so I don't. Nah. But I'd imagine that.
Yep, you pointed at the
I
diet.
Don't know about it, though.
It has to be Diet Mountain Dew, dude.
He likes Diet Pepsi, too, and it's weird.
Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, that stuff's not that bad, but Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Dr. Pepper has the most similar tasting. It tastes almost just like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. Why drink Diet when you can just drink the normal thing?
How do they make Diet?
I think they just use, like, different, like, fake sugar.
Is it supposed I've heard that it's actually, like, they say
it's actually worse.
It's worse.
It has so much, like,
fake stuff.
It has so much sodium.
Yeah,
I think that's why it's
50 milligrams.
I don't know how much that is.
Is that a lot?
How many servings is it like 2 servings per can?
Jared Burns, if you're listening, 50 milligrams of sodium a lot.
Yeah, or
I think that's what they talk about is like that diet has a lot more sodium than regular.
Let's just take a minute to worship this picture that I drew when I was little.
No,
we have a lot going.
Oh,
we have a lot going.
Not to say that.
Got spikes on the bottom left. Just stabbing people.
What are we talking about right now?
Who hurt you?
Yeah, bro.
Alan just says, uh-huh. When I was little, I used to be obsessed with the name, Harold.
Harold?
Harold and pigs and pandas.
That's a strange road to take.
Why do they look like that?
What are you talking about?
Why are their arms squiggly?
Who? Oh, those are aliens.
There's someone
being
hung.
Told me to not draw.
Yo, he's being hung.
Who hurt you?
That's
what I was
about it, bro.
Something's wrong.
I drew this when I was like, I was probably in like second grade.
It's like a sick depraved.
Who hurt you back then?
Nobody hurt me, bro.
Your mom threw mud at you. We ain't talking about that.
We're not gonna talk about that on the podcast.
Boom.
Or we can talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So one time I was my like there was something wrong with like maybe my stomach, I don't know, but I had to take these pills. I had to take these pills and they were massive and I was like, I don't want to take these, so I just started hiding them in my laundry basket.
Oh.
And I wasn't taking them, and then I guess my mom found out, and she gave me this is very vivid. I don't remember how old I was. I was probably in like fourth, fifth grade. My mom hands me the pill, and I'm sitting on the stairs.
Right now,
it's dark out, and she's watching me. She's on the stairs, and only the TV's on. And she's sitting there with a mug, and she hands me the pill, and I'm holding it. And then I just toss the pill, and I just start running up the stairs. I just dropped the mug, and then she threw it at me, and it hit me in the head.
And you threw a mug at you?
Yeah.
And you got doned with it.
I got doned.
Did it hurt?
I don't really remember.
Let's not incriminate your mom anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I would have probably done the same thing, really. If my kid ever refuses to take a pill, I'm just definitely just throwing my mug at him.
I'm beating them in the head with my bare fist. Don't try it.
How many kids do you want to have?
Do I want to have?
Or do you want to have kids?
Zero. I mean, yeah, I guess I want to have kids. Probably like two or three. Probably just two.
Justin?
I'll put some thought into this, and here's my thought.
You're not going to have kids.
They're not going to let you have kids.
Bro, imagine if...
me as a parent? They die. I just forget about them. I leave them in a hot car or something.
That's definitely what...
Yeah, my clerk told me when he was a baby, he got left in a hot car in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a hot car.
No, by the time Chisholm has kids, they're not going to... They're going to have a solution to the hot car problem.
They're gonna have a solution to.
We're probably
to
not even gonna have.
They're gonna have a solution to Tristan trying to reproduce.
Am I banned from reproduction?
Yeah,
I think so.
No, I'll put that in. It's probably like I don't know, two or three. We'll use my thing because two's for kind of for chumps.
Really?
Yeah.
One is for chumps. First off, let's get that started. If you have one kid,
you're only hurting that kid. Really,
single. You're hurting that kid if it's a single child.
Aren't you?
No, I got three brothers.
He's got a little brother.
Grew up
and he has two stepbrothers.
Basically grew up with him. I had one real brother and two stepbrothers, basically. Yeah, but I mean, two is kind of like weak sauce, dude. A three, though, and that's like the bare minimum.
Three might be too much. You don't know what it's like to be a parent of three kids, though.
Yeah, but
I couldn't imagine having... Like, I want three kids, but if those kids are all the same gender, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. Maybe, like... I don't know. That's what, because my mom, because she had my brothers when she was a lot younger.
She was just hoping for. He almost wasn't born, dog.
Mm-hmm.
She got her girl, but then you just happened.
What?
Oh, yeah, because my mom had my brothers, my three brothers. They're like 26, 27, 28. Around that range, maybe.
You don't know your brother's age?
No. They're not even like brothers. They're just like,
acquaintances?
They're like mentors.
Mentor.
And that, like, their mentors that, like, I don't know. But, don't get it twisted. And
don't get it twisted. You were just another on the hit list.
Isn't there there's an epic rap battle of history where they say, don't get it twisted. It's the Obama versus
Mitt Romney.
It's like, no, don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
You hear something.
I'm Tracy Morgan.
Don't get it twisted, I'm Tracy Morgan.
I'm Tracy Morgan! And I
don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, my mom had my three brothers. And so that's three boys in a row that are just...
What?
Because they're all a year apart.
Yeah.
And so she just... And it was probably bad. That's all I'm going to say. It probably was... Yeah, I don't think it was easy raising.
It was hell.
I'm sure it was.
It was heck.
Yeah, but I'm pretty, you know... I keep it pretty lightheaded and cool-headed, you know?
What is the point of this story you're trying to tell?
Yeah.
You said you don't want three kids that are the same gender.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a villain, bro. I can drive that. I can do that. I'm easy, bro.
I was almost a Kyle.
Ty was almost a Dash.
I swear.
I wish you were.
Ty was almost Dash.
Really?
Imagine having a friend named Dash.
He wouldn't be my friend.
Imagine if my name was Kyle.
I would actually... You'd be my friend if your name was Kyle, alright.
You'd probably wear a lot more flannels.
I liked the thought of the name Kyle. Like
when you were younger?
Yeah, like when I was younger I'd be like, dang, I wish I was a Kyle. Like now with all the negative
Kyle energy.
Negative energy around the name Kyle, dude.
Kyle carries a negative connotation for sure.
Yeah.
Tanner, he always, whenever we play like games, you know, we make up games and stories and stuff, he'd always name himself Cody. And I don't know why he wanted to be named Cody, because Cody's kind of what kind of person do you think is Cody?
The Cody from Dude Perfect. Sorry, that's all Cody's. Yeah.
I'm not that.
He's the taller one. He's like he's the big one, I think.
Oh, the goofy one.
Yeah. Good at making paper airplanes. Though.
I can name Colt.
Colt. Like 45 Magnum.
I like
Colt. 45, two zigzags.
Hey, whoa! Don't finish that.
I wouldn't.
We can go to the park after
dark. Don't finish that.
I wouldn't mind having a kid named Dash. That's okay.
Dude, something wrong. Don't name kid Dash. Don't hurt kid like that.
Dash? Dude, no, that's cool.
You're setting your kid up for failure if you name him Dash.
That's true. Name one successful Dash.
You can.
Dash
You can.
The Incredibles.
I knew you would say The Incredibles, but that's an animated movie, so it wouldn't work.
There's probably a cool Dashiell out there.
Dashiell?
Dashiell's the full name.
Dashiell.
No way.
Dashiell.
Really?
Okay, and you said you would name your kid Dashiell.
I did not say that. I said that would be cool. Only when they were like 2 and 3, and then they would
come here, Dash!
Yeah, then they think they were
teaching to make car noises.
They go super sad.
They think they were fast.
Yeah.
But they probably weren't.
Just do that to any kid, bro. Just do that to any kid.
Name his and give him his middle name, Dash.
That'd be cool.
I don't know name. My kid's middle name should be Melvin.
Tristan's middle name is Melvin.
Tristan's middle name is Melvin.
In recent news,
mine's with Vincent. I don't know if any of you got to knew that.
You're Goober.
It's literally your Instagram name.
That's true.
Yeah.
It is literally Instagram.
Mine's Martin.
Martin.
Brendan Martin.
Yep.
Brendan Martin
Fudges?
It's Fudges or Fuck?
It's what'd Fox. What'd it do, baby?
How do you say your last name?
Fox.
Oh. So I'm saying wrong something.
He says Fudge.
I say Fox. F-U-C-H-S, bro. Is that spelled?
Mm-hmm.
Is that spelled?
Mm-hmm.
It's Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've known that since the womb, buddy boy. Yeah.
That's a little strange.
It's German.
You're German, bro?
I am.
You're not German.
Not a lot.
Bro, you're like Caribbean or something like that. What's that? Nicaraguan? You Nicaraguan?
I'm not.
You look Nicaraguan.
You're going to offend people.
What? I'm just saying a country.
You're going to offend the 3 people who listen to this podcast.
Hey.
Here's what I'm getting at. Why did that girl text you from... That Texas girl texted you, hey.
She called us and we were like, what's up? You're on a podcast. She's like,
I called it. I said, oh, it's the bitch that texted you on Instagram.
Don't say the bitch, dude.
Don't say the bitch.
2019,
dude.
Just say like she might.
She might be listening to this.
I don't want to get into it. We can talk about it afterwards.
Tyler created a video.
Okay.
We can talk about it afterwards.
Hey, what's up? Is that potato salad? Listen.
Bro, what?
You never heard that song?
No!
I'll play
Someone
it.
Has heard that song?
You've never heard potato salad?
By who?
Tyler, the Creator.
No?
Jeez. Why was it just there?
It was right there.
Oh, it's a playlist.
Because I knew it was at the end of my playlist.
It's a long playlist.
Shout out Harlem, man. Shout out ASAP Rocky, man.
Did you say that?
Alligator on the belt.
Did you say it?
I didn't say it.
Did you say it?
No.
He didn't say it.
I started singing after he said it.
We got a little thing if you do say it.
Okay.
Yeah, we came up with that at like 6:30 last night.
What?
6:30 this morning.
Start the N-word. We got a thing.
What's the thing?
You gotta do it.
Don't say the N-word.
I didn't say it.
We'll show you it after.
So funny.
Check the time.
Did y'all hear that?
What?
There's my chair.
Oh, I thought I heard a dollar.
No, I meant like...
What's 45, dude?
43.
Stop hitting the table. No one's gonna listen to 43 minutes of us talking.
The last one was 42 minutes.
I listened to all of it.
Oh, poop!
Huh?
Yeah, I listened to all of it and I wasn't even in it.
That's true. Now you are, dude.
Me and Tristan both listened to it the night that we made it.
The Boston Rebels experience the magic. You know what
I'm talking about? I'm Tracy Morgan!
Tracy! What are we saying?
Tracy, what are you doing, man?
I just hope you don't start running away when it gets freaky in my house!
I just hope you don't start running away when it gets freaky in my house!
Tracy, no.
Tracy, no.
Should we put a cap on this? It's getting, it's almost 45 minutes.
It's getting a little Tracy-like.
And I like Tracy.
Respect for Tracy.
Mad props, my boy.
I just taught Ty how to turn his YouTube into dark theme.
Oh, yeah. I don't...
Do you know how to do settings? That? Yeah, it's just in your settings.
Bro, I like seeing
Tracy Morgan yelling.
Okay, Tracy Morgan yelling, you're good.
Forget it, Tracy.
Tracy, listen. You cannot go into space. Your contract expressly prohibits dangerous activities, like extreme sports or riding the subway on St. Patrick's Day.
What is this
Horseville?
It's not really.
Tracy Morgan.
Just look up Tracy Morgan compilation.
We can't. Okay.
Oh, we gotta resolve.
I'm Tracy Morgan.
What happened in the middle of your screen, bro? Who hurt your phone?
Yeah, bro.
Where? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
What happened?
Should we cap it?
I said we cap it.
It's about that.
I think we're gonna cap it.
45 minutes goes by pretty quick.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are stoked for the next one.
Stoked.
Who's gonna be the next one?
Who's the next one?
Maybe Gavin McClurg.
Maybe Whip.
Maybe.
Ty hasn't been in one yet. I thought you guys were supposed to make one yesterday.
We were supposed to yesterday, but then Cole was going to have a baseball game or something.
Oh.
And, yeah, we got him and Gavin and Whip and other people.
Who's Whip for people who...
Seth Shoemaker, my boy.
Seth Andrew Shoemaker.
Love you, bro.
His name was going to be Andrew Seth Shoemaker, but...
My name was going to be Kyle Jacob.
God, you sound like a religious fanatic.
What?
My name like cult. My name was gonna be Xander.
Really?
No. My name was gonna be Vincent.
My name was gonna be Tyson. I'm talking like
that'd be cool. You're gonna be Triton.
No, I actually like the name Vince. That'd be pretty cool.
I'll just.
Yeah, but.
What's up? I'm Vint.
Okay.
I'm Vinny. What's up? What's popping? What's good? Is that potato salad? Listen. All right. This is where this thing's gonna end. I hope you guys have a good day.
Drink your water.
Remember,
drink your water.
Tell someone you love them.
Hug somebody.
Give someone a hug.
Hug me.
Hug.
Don't give
Tristan in public.
A hug. Don't give Tristan a hug. He might pass you something. That's all I'm gonna say. Mic drop.
Positive.
Mic drop.
Later.
Mic drop.